1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Fossil Ridge High School in beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week. I take that back. We've got one more regular season matchup on Saturday, but so our second to last matchup of the season in the regular season, and then we'll get to the playoffs coming up here, the postseason state playoffs, as it is called. Yeah, we welcome you to the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show today. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Greeley and Eaton, the place for your student athlete this season. Visit proactivecolorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. Hi, everybody. Clark Johnson with you here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. And today, 5A action. And really, as we said throughout the season here, it's not going to matter. Automatic bids to who wins the conference, but then once you get in to the round of 16, it's all by RPI. And so for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, for Dave Phillip and his company, you stay in the top four in the RPI, you're going to have home games on, I think, for 5A, they'll go Tuesday and Thursday, and then Saturday, semifinals and finals at Aurora Sports Park. So a little bit different. They originally said we're going to play all four games in one day, and I said, that's crazy. So now at least they've said they're going to go semifinals and finals on Saturday and home sites for the first two rounds of the playoffs. So Fossil Ridge battling to get two home games. They'll get at least one. If they fall to five in the RPI, they're going to end up being on the road in that second game. But they want to stay with the four. If they get a big win today, they'll probably stay in that spot. And we'll sew up two home games. So as far as the Loveland Indians, this I was talking to Mike Felton, the head coach here, just a bit ago. First season, and I knew this, I looked it up, first time in over 10 years that the Indians will end with a losing record. And it comes on the heels of an unbelievable few years with Lauren Krings. Over 300 strikeouts, two consecutive years for the graduate last year, the senior at Loveland High. And terrific. I think she's playing softball in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. But sometimes you have to deal with that. The cupboard's a little more bare for Mike Felton. Certainly that's the case this season. All right, let's get to our Players to Watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Having someone local that's here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012. Over 15 years experience in the insurance industry. Give her a call today at 970-223-8700. That's 223-8700. Marinda Simpson, State Farm. Players to watch for the Loveland Indians. Let's go there. Start with senior Bailey Cock, the pitcher today. Bailey will come out. Let's get numbers for her, for the senior. 3-6 so far this year, 6.02 ERA, 64 innings, 94 hits, 15 walks, so about a 1.8 whip or so, 1.8 base runners per inning that she faces, and opponents batting 310 against her so far this year. For the Loveland Indians, I take that back, the rest of the players to watch, as we should say, for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, let's go with Ellie Heiser, who is a sophomore. Sophomore, she will be doing, where is she at? She's leading off today and playing center field. Heiser hitting .444, leads the Indians in three categories, 9 extra base hits, 24 hits on the year, and 19 runs scored. So she's, as a sophomore, very impactful. She's had a terrific season. Also want to look at Camry Bakovic, the junior. Bakovic plays shortstop for the Indians, leads the club, tied for the club lead, 24 hits with Heiser. The 9 extra base hits also ties her for the club lead in there. 8 doubles puts her one off of Emma Case. So just having a great year hitting .444, that's Camry Bakovic. For the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, we could name them all just like we could for Loveland, but here's three of them to think about today. Let's go first with, of course, Nikki McGaffin, the junior pitcher, who was 21-2 last year. And Nikki comes out this year. She is 12-3, 1.73 ERA. She leads the state in strikeouts with 138, a ridiculous whip of 0.86. She has been absolutely terrific this year. So for Fossil Ridge. Also want to take a look at Jordan McKinnon, the first baseman. She's been terrific this year. Keep an eye on her as well. And we had her on the Preps Midweek last night. Caitlin Hayes, the sophomore shortstop, who leads the club in three different offensive categories. Just a sophomore, as we said, 19 RBIs leading this Fossil Ridge club. All right, those are your players to watch, brought to you by, of course, Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. We'll come back with more of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show in a moment. This time out, brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric. Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking. By King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring in Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
What makes Colorado so special? It's hitting a home run a mile high. It's hearing the crack of the bat and the roar of the crowd. We know Colorado's a great place to live, but it's also a great place to play ball. That's why we're proud to announce that Bank of Colorado is now the official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Your hometown bank, rooting louder than ever for your hometown team. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/go Rockies. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
The goal of Proactive Physical Therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing Blood Flow Restriction Therapy. Blood Flow Restriction Therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit ProactiveColorado.com.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Fossil Ridge High School, our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by the Williams Insurance Agency. Let's get to our starting lineups, brought to you by Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. It still gives you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call, 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design starting lineup for Mike Felton's Loveland Indians. Ellie Heiser is a sophomore. She'll lead off and play center field. Avery Bueller will bat second and play second base. She's a senior. Camry Bakovich is a junior shortstop. She'll hit third. Emma Duran in the cleanup role. The catcher is a senior. Sage Baldwin at third base. She's a senior. Emma Case will be in left field. She's a sophomore. Riley Eberhardt, the first of the twins, is at first base. She's a sophomore. Bailey Cock, the pitcher, will bat eighth. And Ryan Eberhardt, the second of the twins. The right fielder is a sophomore for the Loveland Indians. Mike Felton in his 11th year, of course, brother Randy over at Mountain View. One state title for Mike Felton, 2012 state champs. Fossil Ridge Sabercats, Dave Phillip in his 10th year here, 2019 state runners-up. They have been to six of the last seven Final Fours, three of the last six championships. What a program at Fossil Ridge, no question about it. Here's what the lineup looks like. Cody Alvord will lead off and catch, just a sophomore. Lizzie Browning is in right field. She's a junior. Caitlin Hayes, who we had on the program last night, she was terrific. The sophomore shortstop, having a great year. Nikki McGaffin, 12-3 on the season. Here's the anthem. We're coming back in a moment on 1310 KFKA.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Politicians continue to ignore our taxpayers' Bill of Rights. They disguise massive tax hikes by calling them fees in order to prevent you from voting on them. New fees have cost Coloradans hundreds of millions of dollars. They've increased fees on our car registration and our health insurance plans, all without voter approval. This November, the Vote on Fees initiative would stop this legislative abuse and finally let us vote on new, big state fees. Let's let the people decide. Vote yes on Proposition 117. Paid for by voter approval of fees.
J9 Crop Insurance has been around since 1997. A lot has changed since then, but the fact is, J9 Crop Insurance believes in the old-fashioned handshake. They believe in things like honesty and always being there for your crop needs. Michelle, Ruth Ann, and Janine have all lived on farms and know the perils that come along with the job. That's what separates them. The respect they have for farmers ensures that they'll do only the best. J9 Crop Insurance at 970-834-1160. That's 970-834-1160.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the Feed Mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back to Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336, for a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. Here we go. First pitch, our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch of the ball game. Ian on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and one strike to Ellie Heiser. The sophomore center fielder leads it off here for Loveland. Then Avery Bueller and Camry Bakovich. That's 1-2-3 for Loveland here against the number one strikeout provider in the state. This one fouled down the right field line. It'll go untouched. And so quickly, no balls and two strikes here to Ellie Heiser. We're talking about Nikki McGaffin, 12-3, 1.73 earned run average. Look at this, though, 97 innings, 138 Ks. That's number one in the state. A .86 whip, less than one runner on base per inning. She has been terrific off a 21-win season last year. McGaffin comes back. The 0-2 missed away, tried to get her to chase, and it's a ball and two strikes. Ellie Heiser in at 444, leads the club with 24 hits, actually tied with Bakovich, who's on deck. This one's popped up right side foul grounds, giving chase as Jordan McKinnon, the first baseman, but it's out of play. And it remains now a ball and two strikes. Well, for the Indians, two great seniors last year, Elena Gerhardt and Lauren Krings. Boy, how do you give up on, you have to send them on to college. How do you get going again? It's been a tough year. First time in over 10 years that Loveland will not have a winning record. McGaffin comes back in the pitch, popped up again, foul and out of play. And quickly, three softballs are in the crowd. And it's still a ball and two strikes. Indians won the 2012 state championship. Cassidy Smith was the big pitcher that year, 22 wins and a 1.35 ERA. Little bouncer foul outside the first baseline. Still continues to be a ball and two strikes to Ellie Heiser. Indians have lost six of their last seven games, so it's been a struggle of late. For a team that won the FRL last year, they won the league, and now they're 6-9 this year. That's the way it changes sometimes. Pitch on the way, fastball struck her out. Tipped into the glove of Cody Alvord, the sophomore behind the dish. So one gone, that's K number 139 for the state's leader. And Avery Bueller, the senior second baseman, will come up. Speaking of Nikki McGaffin, 21-2 last year, 2.82 ERA, 238 Ks last year. But remember, that was in how many games? 29 games? Yeah, we're not going to get close to that this year. 20 games if you go the distance, if you get to the championship. That one's up. So it's a ball and a strike here to Bueller, the senior second baseman. Bueller in at 356, 16 for 45 on the year, six runs driven in. McGaffin comes back, waved at and missed. She was way behind that. And it's a ball and two strikes here. So this is huge for Fossil Ridge. They're trying to stay that number four RPI. If they can claim that when everything's said and done today, then they'll have two home games here next week ahead of the semifinals. That one waved at and missed. And the strikeout queen is on her game again. Two Ks in two batters. And Camry Bakovich, the junior shortstop, will come to the plate. Look at the Sabercats and the seniors. I mean, they're not a ton of them. Rachel McClave, Mia Moore. Here's this pitch. It's driven to right field and deep going back, and this ball is gone. Right field home run, Camry Bakovich. So Bakovich drills one to right field. Be her second home run of the year, RBI number 14. And after a couple of Ks for the terrific junior, Nikki McGaffin, she gives up the gopher ball. So 1-0 for the Indians. Sabercats have won the last five meetings with Loveland, but the last two were 1-0 games. Checking in now, Emma Duran, who hits fourth for the club, the senior catcher, and a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike. Fossil Ridge defensively, Bella Forbes, the junior at third, Caitlin Hayes, the terrific sophomore, is at shortstop, Sierra Champion, one of the seniors at second, and Jordan McKenna, junior at first. Pitch there, that's up in the zone, a ball and a strike. Morgan Curtis, Mia Moore, Lizzie Browning in the outfield left to right. It's Cody Alvord, the sophomore catcher, and the junior, Nikki McGaffin, in the circle. One ball, one strike. The junior comes back in a pitch outside corner for a strike. That was a beauty. One ball and two strikes. Emma Duran, a senior, 16 RBIs, leads the club this year. McGaffin set to go, gets the sign from Oliver, deals on the off-speed pitch, tried to pull the string and get her to get out in front of it, and she waited on it. And it is two balls, two strikes. Two outs here, top of the first, a Camry Bakovich solo shot as Loveland up on top 1-0. Nikki comes back to pitch, started to offer at it, did Emma Duran, but then held up, and you're full. Three balls, two strikes. Final broadcast of the regular season will be in Kersey on Saturday, Platte Valley and University. Pitch here, popped up right side. Now going pretty deep on this is the right fielder. That's Lizzie Browning, and she puts it away for the out. So one run on one hit, the home run by Bakovich, and Loveland's got the early advantage. We go to the bottom of the first. Loveland 1, Fossil Ridge coming to the plate. It's a timeout brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310. AFKA.
Whether you want the new oven for that old family recipe or the more efficient washer to shorten laundry day, the Home Depot can help you find the appliances you need faster and easier. With top brands like Samsung, GE, LG, and Frigidaire, and free delivery. You can bring style and function home with fall savings on your next appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases $396 or more, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa, you can buy a 5-quart jug of Mobile One Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $27.99. And as a bonus, you'll score a $10 gift card by mail-in rebate. That's like a cherry on top of the cherry on top of your oil change. So get $10 back by mail when you buy a jug of Mobile One. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/20.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's move along. Bottom of the first inning here at Fossil Ridge High School. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week is presented to you by NoCo's own Williams Insurance Agency. From auto and home to life, health, commercial, don't forget renters, motorcycle, boats, and RVs. They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. It is the Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. Give them a call today. Ron or Tara waiting for your call at 352-0336. All right, Fossil Ridge. Try to answer the Camry Bakovich home run. Bakovich went deep for her second of the year in the first inning here against one of the state's best in Nikki McGaffin. Now Bailey Cock to the mound, the senior, 3-6, 6.02 ERA. And the first pitch by Bailey down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Cody Alvord, then Lizzie Browning and Caitlin Hayes, 1-2-3 for the Sabercats here in the first inning. Bailey comes back, pitch on the way, driven to center field. That's Ellie Heiser, the sophomore, coming in now, and she couldn't handle it. Off the glove, and an error to start things off. She's aboard. Alvord is aboard on an E8. So a runner at first, and Lizzie Browning, the junior right fielder, will come up here for Fossil Ridge. 15 games for the Sabercats, and they've stolen only 10 bases. Dave Phillips' team does not run much. They like to get on, kind of American League baseball type thing. Get on and pound it. Lizzie Browning will step to the plate here. Fossil Ridge, boy, they had a tough time on Tuesday with Monarch, who's towards the bottom of the standings in the FRL. Actually, we're behind, I think Coach Phillips said, in about the fifth inning. Came back and beat Monarch 5-2. Number four RPI, as we said, trying to win today, stay number four, get those two home games next week before the semifinals and finals next Saturday at Aurora Sports Complex. Two balls, no strikes here. Cox set to go again and delivers, and the pitch is down low. Three balls, no strikes now. Runner on at first, and Lizzie Browning trying to keep it going here. Browning at 382, leads the club with 21 base hits this year. Pitch on the way, and that one's in for a strike. She ran up as if to slap hit at it and took the pitch. Three balls, one strike here. Three losses this year for the Sabercats. Boy, they're against really good teams, I'm telling you. Ground ball, second base here. That's Bueller to second for one, and that's all. So good play. They get the force out at second base. Browning's aboard on the fielder's choice. One on, one out. And Caitlin Hayes, the sophomore shortstop, is going to be coming up. Talking about the Sabercats' losses to number one, Rock Canyon, to RPI number three, Broomfield, and to RPI number eight, Horizon. If both Broomfield and Horizon win their final games today, this one hit the right field and deep, going back in the corner, and this one's off the fence in right field. Ryan Eberhard up with it, runner around third, coming to the plate, the cutoff, the throw home, and she is in there. Throw down to third, and she is out at third. So Hayes is out, she doubles and then gets thrown out going for third. But RBI time for Caitlin Hayes. As Lizzie Browning scores. Browning just under the tag at the plate, and then a great throw by Emma Duran, the senior catcher, down to third base, and Sage Baldwin able to put the tag on Caitlin Hayes. So it'll be two outs, nobody on now. A 1-1 tie here in the first inning. And the junior, Nicky McGaffin, steps in. And a pitch on the way to Nick. He's up in the zone. And it's a ball and no strikes. Boy, terrific defensive play that time by the Indians. The cutoff was good. The throw to the plate almost got Lizzie Browning. That pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1. And Duran had her head in the ball game, fired to third, and got the out there instead. Here's the 1-1. That's roped into left field. That's a base hit. Over to cut it off here is Ellie Heiser. Got by her all the way to the fence, and down to second goes McGaffin. They will give her a base hit and then an error to go to second base. So tough first inning for Ellie Heiser in center field. Couple of errors for the center fielder. Mia Moore will come to the plate here. One of the seniors on the club here. Runner at second base and two outs. Three straight 20-win seasons for Dave Phillips' squad. They're not going to get, well, let's see, 12-3. If they win today, they go 13-3. The most they could win is 17 if they win out. So that's hard to break a 20-plus win streak, but you can thank that on COVID, of course. This one fouled away. Mia Moore up there with no balls and a strike, trying to drive home Nicky McGaffin. Pitch on the way here, and that one hit to right field. This could drop, or is it going to go foul? It'll go foul. There is a courtesy runner at first base. That's Zaylin Harding, the freshman, or at the second base, I should say. So Harding's at second, running for McGaffin. Chance to get her home and get the lead here. Jordan McKinnon, the first baseman on deck. Ground ball to shortstop. That's Bakovich to first, and she throws her out. So the inning over, a run on two hits for the Sabercats. An RBI double by Caitlin Hayes will go to the second. Tied at one here at Fossil Ridge High School. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We're here for the ones on the ranch with a bale of hay. The ones behind the counter brewing our morning cup of joe. The ones fixing up our mountain bikes. The ones with a small business and a big dream. And the ones running the cafe where there's no such thing as a tiny serving. Here's to the businesses that help us live our best Colorado life. We're proud to be the community bank that's here to support them. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Prep softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
Top of the second inning out here in Fort Collins. It's a beautiful afternoon. Of course, you know what takes away from that is the smoke from the wildfires. It's not horrible today, but there have been many days that are worse. But sun's starting to poke through a little bit. Here's McGaffin in the second inning, comes off speed with the first pitch in for a strike. Sage Baldwin, Emma Case, Riley Eberhardt, 1-2-3 for the Indians here in the second inning. McGaffin set to go again, delivers a ground ball to shortstop here. That's Hayes. Caitlin picks it up, throws her out, and there's one away. So one gone, and Emma Case, the sophomore left fielder, will come and play other games in the FRL today. Fort Collins. Keith Aragon's team, 9-6 on the season, play their final game of the season at Broomfield. Broomfield's the number three RPI team right now. 14-1 for the Broomfield Eagles this year. McGaffin deals, first pitch fastball missed away, and it's a ball and no strikes. Number eight, Horizon, who is in line to win the FRL because they beat Broomfield in their matchup and they beat Fossil Ridge. Here's the look in the pitch. Off speed, did it get there? No, it stayed up. Two balls, no strikes. Horizon is at number 14, Legacy. Legacy's 9-5. So Horizon trying to win there. Both Horizon and Broomfield, one conference loss this year. Fossil Ridge has two. Pitch on the way there, a swing and a miss. and your two balls and one strike right here. Emma Case on the season at 435, batting average at the plate. Here's the pitch. She fouls this one off to the right and out of play. The nine doubles lead the club. All of her extra base hits are doubles this year. 10 runs batted in for Emma. Just a sophomore making her presence felt for Mike Felton's club. All right, set to go again. Here's the pitch, and she came with a breaking pitch that time that missed away. So full count, three balls, two strikes. McGaffin, 98 innings, 98 in the third now, and just 15 walks. She does not walk many. Pitch on the way, and a fastball struck her out. Two gone in the second inning, and Riley Eberhardt, the first of the Twins, will come to the plate here. Sophomore first baseman. Pretty young team for the Indians. Emma Duran, Sage Baldwin, Bailey Cocker, the seniors. This one hit to center field. It's hit well, but backing up is Mia Moore, and she puts it away for the third out. 1-2-3 inning in the second for Loveland. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Loveland 1, Fossil Ridge 1. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom half of the second inning. Clark Johnson with you here from the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez who can... That's a strike. No balls, one strike. It'll be McKinnon, McClave, and Forbes, 6, 7, and 8. Cock deals the pitch. Is down. Oh, it's in there for a strike at the knees. No balls, two strikes now. McKinnon at 348 for the year. Five home runs. That ties her for the club lead with Caitlin Hayes. Five homers, 13 RBIs. That one bounced up there. Tried to get her to chase one in the dirt. And it's a ball in two strikes here to Jordan. Loveland defensively, Sage Baldwin's over at third. Camry Bakovich, the shortstop. Avery Bueller's at second. And Riley Eberhardt, the sophomore twin, is over at first. Cock comes back, roped into left.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins AMCO or make your appointment online at AMCOColorado.com. AMCO of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Just get ready.
NoCo now.
People are stressed to the max. People are done. They're done with COVID. They're done with social injustice. They're done with rioters. They're ready to get back to life.
Covering local news.
Rally attendees said the SUV drove through the crowd, traveling west, then barreled over the curb, almost hitting some rally participants.
Local issues.
Mindy McLuhan, president of the Loveland Area Chamber of Commerce.
These uptick in numbers is not coming from our business. We should not shut our businesses back down. And just to be frank about it, if you can keep Walmart open, then you can damn sure keep these small businesses open.
Local sports.
If Chassa says no, there's a lot of club teams that can still play.
And keeping up with what's current.
On this ballot, the initiative will not go after the oil industry, and the oil industry will not look to repeal some of the acts that have been filed.
No go now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Pandemic or no pandemic? Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're back. We lost you for a second. Our radio signal went to the Bahamas, but it's back. And in the meantime, Bella Forbes, the junior third baseman, got hit by the pitch. So it's first and second with one out. McKinnon's down at second. You got Forbes at first and Sierra Champion, one of the seniors on the club at the plate, the second baseman. One ball, no strikes. Cock deals, and the pitch is, oh boy, where was that? It's two balls and no strikes. So 2-0. Here's the look in the pitch, ground ball back to the box. She'll go to first and throw it away. Ball gets away from the first baseman, Riley Eberhardt. Here's McKinnon around third. She'll score. Everybody's going to move up to second and third here. And so the error is going to be on the pitcher. McKinnon scores. Forbes to third. Champion to second on the throw. And it's RBI time, so that's pretty cool stuff right there. We had an unbelievable great day, and you can still get in on it. The Red Cross and PDC Energy teamed up with us here at KFKA all day long from 6 a.m. to 4. We had local shows and great representatives from the Red Cross on all day long to talk about how to eliminate house fires. It was so cool, and so many of you donated. It was way cool. We got the mayors doing the mayor challenge out here. Of course, Mayor Mosier from Eaton, Mayor Troxell from Fort Collins, Mayor Gates from Greeley, and Mayor Rennenmeyer from Windsor also accepted that challenge. So we thank all of them for just getting in and donating to a great cause today here on KFKA. You want to donate still, you can. Go to our website, 1310kfka.com, and you can't miss it. It says right there, donate today in a big red box. Hit that. It'll take you to a link that you can absolutely donate. Ground ball, second base, through right field, base hit. In comes a run from third. Champions around the other bag. The throw to the plate is not in time. Two runs in, and it is a 4-1 Fossil Ridge lead. Two RBIs for Cody Alvord. So Alvord, a couple of ribbies in there for the sophomore catcher. And Georgia LaPlante will be the courtesy run over here at first base, I should say. Yeah, that's cool stuff. When you get into donating for really cool causes and then you get battles about up in the ante. Love it. The mayor challenge today from all around Northern Colorado. Pitch on the way is in for a strike right there. Lizzie Browning aboard on a fielder's choice, scored a run in the first inning. So three runs on two hits in the inning here. And a 4-1 advantage for the Sabercats. Cock comes back and a pitch bounced up there. And you're a ball and a strike. Bailey 64, make it almost, 65 and a third innings now. And for her, just 15 walks on the year as well. Neither one of these pitchers will walk many hitters. Two balls and a strike right now to Lizzie Browning. Browning on the year at 382 coming in. Led the club in 21 with 21 hits, 16 runs scored. Also ties for the club lead. And that pitch missed. Three balls and a strike right here. Caitlin Hayes, who doubled in a run in the first, is out on deck. Bailey comes back, pitch on the way, lined right back up the middle. That's a base hit. To second base goes Georgia LaPlante, the courtesy runner. And Fossil Ridge has the bats going today here in the second inning. Five hits already in the first inning and a third. One out, two on here in a 4-1 advantage, and Caitlin Hayes almost hit it out her first time. Hayes with five home runs this year. Jordan McKinnon with five as well. Cox set the deal, delivers in the pitch down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Boy, what a program and what consistency for Dave Phillips' crew. Six of the last 7 years. Here's a rip at third base. They line it there on a hop. Throw to first is not in time. Got knocked away. And she did make the force at third. Tried to double him up. So force out on the ground out. Fielder's choice for Hayes. She's at first. Lizzie Browning goes to second. Alvord's out going to third. Rather, it's LaPlante out going to third. So two gone, still two on, and Nikki McGaffin, a base hit her first time, checks in. Pitch on the way to Nikki is in and over for a strike. She came up to me today before the game and said, hey, I'm just a junior, letting you know. We had apparently, she plays like a senior, I'll tell you that. Amazing to think that somebody was 21-2 last year, got to the state championship game, comes back this year as 12-3 with a 1.73 ERA. Leads the state in strikeouts, and she's just a junior. Ground ball to third here. Just step on the bag. Two easy plays for Sage Baldwin, and the inning is over. Three runs on three hits in the inning for Fossil Ridge, and the Cats own a 4-1 advantage through two innings here in Fort Collins. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, and it's right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the third inning out here, the Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give them a call today, 352-0336. They work hard so you can worry less. Taking care of your family, covering you for everything you need. That is Anoco's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. All right, it'll be Bailey Cock, then Ryan Eberhardt and Ellie Heiser in the third inning here. Pitch on away in the 1-0, missed down low. So quickly, two balls, no strikes. But McGaffin's got such great control, she can get behind and then come back on hitters. 2-0, Nikki the junior set to go. Pitch inside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Good pitch right there. Just one hit for the Indians. That was the Camry Bakovich home run to right field. Pitch here, and that one fouled back right at us. And it's two balls and two strikes. For Bakovich, that was her second of the year. The sixth home run of the year for Loveland. Emma Duran has two. And now Bakovich with two. Heiser's got one, and the other one belongs to Bailey Cock. All right, three balls, two strikes. One. What have we got? 4-1 ball game here in the third at Fossil Ridge High School. McGaffin deals. Just took a little bit off, and she's out in front of it and struck out. So one gone, and here comes Ryan Eberhardt. Eberhardt, one of the sophomore twins, the Eberhardt duo. Ellie Heiser will come out on deck. She is the leadoff hitter. Let's see, 4 Ks now for McGaffin. Give her, what, 142 on a year to lead the state. Pitch missed away, and it's a ball and no strikes. And now Cody Alvord, the sophomore catcher, is going to go and have a word with her junior partner in the circle. It is Nikki McGaffin. Need to get your car taken care of, folks. I'll tell you what, one place that me and my family go all the time, that is simply Amco of Fort Collins. Now they've got a store in Loveland, which we'll tell you a bunch about. But Don Scott down there on South Mason Street, over there by the Safeway, you can't miss them. 226-4477. Anything you need, top to bottom on your car, they can simply take care of it. It's total car care at Amco of Fort Collins. Here's the pitch off speed. She missed there outside. And it's two balls and a strike here. Yeah, Patrick Lance, Don Scott, of course, who runs the gang down there. They're terrific. I mean, just somebody you can flat out trust to take care of your family, keep you safe on the road. That pitch in for a strike, waved at and missed right there. And you're two balls and two strikes. Amco of Fort Collins, they've been with us a long time now, no question about it. And special people in our eyes. Here's the look and a pitch, 2-2. Fastball, must have been off the outside corner. Nikki thought she might have had it. Three balls, two strikes here to Ryan Eberhardt. Ellie Heiser is out on deck. McGaffin comes back. The pitch waved at and missed, and down she goes. Strikeout number two in the inning here, number five on the day. And Ellie Heiser, who's one of those five strikeout victims, will come to the plate. Well, now that you've got your car taken care of, you know where to go for that. You know where to go to eat? That's A&W in Eaton, of course. Right off Highway 85, north end of town. Always great stuff. This one bunted left of the mound. That might be trouble. Caitlin Hayes has no play. That's an infield base hit. Perfect bunt by Ellie Heiser. Just by McGaffin's right out towards shortstop. And by the time Caitlin Hayes came on for it, she was safe at first base. Terrific bunt. Avery Bueller will come to the plate now. We're talking about A&W in Eaton. Oh, my. And today, folks, just happens to be what day? Today's Thursday. Never mind. Pitch on the way. That one fouled away. I was getting excited because I thought it was my favorite day of the week, Tuesdays, because what do you get in A&W in Eaton? You get to buy one Papa Burger combo, get one free. All kinds of great stuff out there. Don't forget Fridays. That's tomorrow. Like them, tag them, share them on Facebook, and chance for you to win that classic A&W mug. Throw some root beer in there and a couple of shots of ice cream. Greatest root beer float going. This one lifted to left. It's going to be a fair ball bouncing in fair grounds in front of Morgan Curtis. And on at first base is Avery Bueller. So with two outs, back-to-back hits here. Runners on at first and second. Two outs here for the Loveland Indians. And Camry Bakovic, who homered to right field her first time, would love to go back-to-back and tie it up right here. All right, McGaffin set to go again. Two out, two on here. Top of the third inning, 4-1 Fossil Ridge. Pitch on the way, fouled away, right side out of play. Want to thank our first pitch sponsor, Mitchell's Flooring, from countertops to almost any type of flooring you need. Mitchell's Flooring Design has been doing it since 1968. Give them a call at 352-7251 or stop by on 37th and 35th in Evans. Pitch on the way, lifted to left. Is it going to get down? It is. In for a base hit. Everybody moves up 90 feet or 60 feet, as the case may be. Kind of threw in the baseball reference there. So base is loaded. The bunt single by Heiser. And then two singles down the left field line by Bueller and Bakovic. Base is loaded, two outs. And here comes Emma Duran. Once again, Albert out to talk to her pitcher. So this is a big chance for the Indians right here. If Emma Duran can drive a run in here. Leader on the club and runs batted in, so you got the right gal up there. 16 RBIs on the year for her. McGaffin deals fastball right there in the outside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike. 0-1 here. McGaffin, no harm done if she can get the out here. Nikki comes back here, and the 0-1 pitch out of the circle. That's up in the zone. Looked like Emma Duran was going to offer at it, but held back. It's a ball and a strike. Sage Baldwin, the senior third baseman, out on deck if they get to her here. Bases loaded, two outs. Big hitter in the ballgame right here. McGaffin deals off speed. She looks like she went. They'll check at first. No, I thought she went on that one. Two balls and one strike here. I think Emma Duran's a little thankful she didn't get a rung up for the strike there. Two balls and one strike. See if McGaffin can come back here. Said she doesn't walk many, but there's nowhere to put her. 2-1 pitch missed way outside. Three balls and a strike now. 3-1. 99 and two-thirds, almost 100 innings pitched. And just 15 walks. Pitch on the way right there with a fastball outside corner for a strike. 3-2. So McGaffin's gone as far as she can. Emma Duran's gone as far as she can. Bases loaded. 3-2. Two outs here in the third inning. McGaffin set to go again in the juniors' 3-2 payoff pitch. On the way and pop foul behind us. That'll get the tennis courts or close to it. And you're still three balls and two strikes right here. Heiser's at third, Bueller's at second, Bakovich is at first. 4-1, Fossil Ridge leads here, but that tying run is over at first base. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. McGaffin's got the sign. The junior now into the windup, kicks and deals. 3-2, popped a foul again. Staying alive is Emma Duran. Nice job at the plate right here. Just a good at-bat right now. Fossil Ridge trying to win their 13th, go 13-3 in the COVID year. And head off to state. 3-2 pitch, and that's hammered left center field and deep. Going back, away back, and that is gone. Grand slam, home run, Emma Duran. Well, the Indians have come to play today. Their second round tripper of the ball game against McGaffin. Makes me want to go look at a few things here. McGaffin had given up six home runs this year coming in. And there's two in this game against the Indians. We're all, well, now it's 5-4 Indians. How about that? Emma Duran, the grand salami right there. Here's Sage Baldwin. Boy, she racked that thing. That was a line drive that got out of here in a hurry. And that one hit foul off the right side. What's the line from, is it Major League? Or is that Bull Durham? Anything like hit like that ought to have a stewardess on it. No question. No balls, one strike, two outs. Here's the look and a pitch off speed, and that's hammered to center field. That's a base hit. They're lighting up McGaffin here. And unable to play it was Mia Moore. Gets behind her and into second base. On the air goes Sage Baldwin. So a rough inning for McGaffin here. 5-4 Indians lead. Emma Case is going to come to the plate here, the sophomore. And Dave Phillip come to the mound here to talk to his junior pitcher. And I don't know if we're going to have a change. I don't think we're going to have a change here, but we'll see. Dave talks to Nikki McGaffin, and she goes back to the inside the circle and says, yeah, let's go. We're all right. Well, you wondered. The Indians came in 6-9 on the year. They'd lost 6 of 7 games. And Mike Felton's team, they brought it all today. There's no doubt. 5-4 Indians lead here in the third inning. Emma Case stands in, and the pitch on the way missed. And it's a ball and no strikes. Case, the left fielder, she's a sophomore, struck out her first time. McGaffin comes back in the pitch. That one's fouled away. No balls and actually one ball, one strike here. We were talking about the FRL games. Also, Rocky Mountain, number 15 RPI. Boy, they need some help probably going to Mountain Range, because if any of those conference winners are not in that top 16, it's going to scoot somebody from that top 16 out to miss the playoffs. Here's the look and the pitch. That one's popped up again right side, and this should get back in the crowd out of play. And it's still a ball and two strikes. Rocky 9-5 on the year. They're at Mountain Range. Rocky's the only team that beat Horizon this year, so give them some kudos for that. All right, one ball, two strikes, two outs here in the third. Pitch on the way, and that one just did get a piece of it. Amakay's tip of the bat on it and fouls it away, and it stays a ball and two strikes here. Long half inning for Nicky McGaffin here. Indians had three base hits, a bunt single, and then two flares down the left field line, and then Emma Duran knocked one to China. I mean, she ripped it, a grand slam. That's up in the zone, and you're 2-2. All of that happened after McGaffin struck out the first two Indians in the inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the third, 5-4 Loveland. Pitch on the way, ground ball to third, stays fair. Scooped up there by Bella Forbes across to first, and it is in time for the out. All right, we're done in the third for Loveland, but they do pick up four runs on five hits and take a one-run lead. We'll go to the bottom of the third here in Fort Collins. It's Fossil Ridge and Loveland, the Indians with a 5-4 lead over the Sabercats. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Bottom half of the third inning out here at Fossil Ridge High School. Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. I'm Clark Johnson right here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth with you. Thanks for jumping in with us today. Sabercats, the prohibitive favorite in the ballgame, trail 5-4. Grand slam home run by senior catcher Emma Duran for Loveland. And the solo shot on the first by Camry Bakovich have Loveland in front 5-4 here against the state's leading strikeout pitcher in Nicky McGaffin. Bailey Cock in the third inning here, set to pitch Mia Moore. Then Jordan McKinnon and Rachel McClave. That would be 5, 6, and 7 in Dave Phillips' order. Two balls, two strikes here to Mia Moore, grounded to short her first time. Senior center fielder for the Sabercats. And Moore hits a ground ball into the hole at shortstop. Long throw to first, not in time. She bobbled it and picked it up. That's tough to call that an error, because that's going to be a tough play no matter what. But I think you got to, because the throw probably, without the bobble, would have been in time. So you got to go E6 there, I think. That's the case. It's the fourth error for Loveland. All right, Jordan McKinnon steps in here for the Sabercats. Bailey deals the first pitch, missed. Nope, I guess it was in for a strike. They got the right arm up there. No balls, one strike. McKinnon, a base hitter, first time. Jordan back up there now, ready to go. Pitch on the way, and that one in the outside corner. At the knees on the outside corner, that was a terrific pitch by the senior Bailey Cock there. No balls, two strikes. Runner on at first. Bailey comes back, and that one bounces up to the plate. So you're two balls and two strikes here. Seven extra base hits for McKinnon this year. Five of those are home runs. Five homers and a couple of doubles. Here's the 1-2 off the end of the bat at first base. That's going to be reached up and caught by Riley Eberhard. So one gone, and Rachel McClave, who popped to first her first time, just as McKinnon did right there, will come back to the plate here. Mia Moore down at first base. Let's see what we do here with Rachel McClave, the designated player up. Senior, 0-for-1 in the ballgame. And the pitch runner goes. Throw down to second base is going to be through into center field and backed up nicely by Ellie Heiser. Stolen base time for Mia Moore. And for Mia Moore, that's her first stolen base of the year. Pitch here, hit to right center field. That could be trouble. In the gap, over to pick it up is Eberhard. Moore's around third. She'll score. And we've got a 5-5 game on the throw down to second. The throw, and they got her. So McClick, the RBI base hit. But then she is pegged at second. And two gone here, and we're tied at five. So Bella Forbes will come up. McClave hit it where nobody was in right center field and got Mia Moore to score. 5-5 in this one. Pitch on the way. Slow ground ball to third. Going to be picked up by Baldwin, and she threw it away. It'll go down the right side to second base goes Forbes. And I don't know who that error should have been on from where we're sitting. But we're going to go E5 on it. Might have been Eberhardt who should have probably caught it at first. Runner to second. So two outs. That's the fifth error for Loveland. And they're still in this ballgame at 5-5. Now the umpires are going to go have a talk. We'll see what this is about. See if there's any issues on that. Dave Phillip came out and says safe on the play. They're just checking the play. Yeah, I'm not sure what Dave Phillip was doing there. He got his player to first. They called her safe. He comes out, says something to the umpires. They meet, and then they go safe. He's not trying to get his team out. That was interesting. Something tells me the communication between the coach and the umpires there was not what they wanted it to be. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one missed away in a bounce. And it's a ball and no strike. Sierra Champion, the senior second baseman here, trying to get the Sabercats back in the lead. 5-5 in the third inning here. Set to go again. 1-0 pitch, running up as if to slap hit, and takes for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Champion at 297 coming in. No homers, four runs driven in. Sierra aboard on an error, a throwing error by Bailey Cock in the first inning. Pitch on the way here in the second inning, I take that back. And that one missed. So three balls and no strikes, and Champion with a chance to move down to first base here. Cody Alvord, who's 1-for-2 in the ballgame, out on deck. 3-0 pitch, and that one missed. So now you have runners at first and second in a 5-5 tie. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. And Cody Alvord, the sophomore catcher, will come to the plate. One run in the first for Loveland, four in the third, one in the first for Fossil Ridge, three in the second, one here in the third for a 5-5 tie. That's your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations in Greeley and Berthoud. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member-focused. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one's hit well. Left field going back, way back, and this ball is gone. It is a three-run shot for Cody Alvord. It is her third home run of the year. RBIs number, what does Cody get here? RBIs, she already had two. She's got five ribbies today, 20 RBIs, and that puts her in the team lead with Caitlin Hayes. How about all that? Five ribbies today, making a huge run at our CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters player of the game. Cody Alvord, the sophomore. So a four-run inning here has Fossil Ridge up 8-5 here in the third inning. And coming up to the plate now, Lizzie Browning, the junior right fielder. Alvord just absolutely spanked that. Looking to pitch, and that is in for a strike. Third home run of the day. Loveland's got two. Bakovich the home run in the first. Duran the grand slam in the third. And now Alvord with the home run here in the third, a three-run shot. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's a ball and one ball and two strikes. Browning aboard on a fielder's choice and scored in the first, singled in the second. Three at-bats in three innings. That's the way this one's going. Not a pitcher's duel today. Two balls and two strikes now to Browning. Bailey Cock comes back, and the pitch missed, and it's 3-2. Now, I think Bailey thought she had the corner on that one. Kind of slaps at the ball when she got it back. 3-2 here. The senior comes back 3-2 and missed it down low, so ball four. That is the second walk of the inning. And here comes the dangerous Caitlin Hayes, the sophomore. Eighth batter of the inning for Dave Phillips' club. Four of them have scored. And we'll see what Caitlin Hayes did. Pitch on the way, and that's in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Hayes a double off the right field fence in the first inning. RBI double, and then aboard on a fielder's choice in the second. Bailey set to go, delivers, and it's a high fly ball into left field. That's Emma Case, the sophomore, and she'll make the catch on a sky-high fly ball. Done with three innings of play out here, but Fossil Ridge puts four on the board, just like Loveland did in the top of the frame. We'll go to the fourth. Fossil Ridge 8, Loveland 5. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's go to the fourth inning out here at Fort Collins, Fossil Ridge High School, our 1310 KFKA Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Insurance Agency. And in the fourth inning here, it'll be one of the Eberhards jump up here, Riley Eberhard, the sophomore, then Bailey Cock, and then I think you get, I think he said 1 for 8, Mike Felton did, so you're going to get Case, I think, to come up and hit here in the fourth inning, but we'll see when they get there. Riley Eberhardt, the sophomore, fly to center her first time. Pitch on the way, and that one bounced up there by Nikki McGaffin. It's a ball and a strike. Fossil Ridge, the best defensive team in the state. 34 runs against coming in. Well, they've let up 5 today, so this is a little uncharacteristic. Here's the pitch, fouled off to the left and out of play. Emma Duran from Loveland, the catcher, responsible for 4 of those with a grand slam home run today. 1 ball, 2 strikes. McGaffin, the junior, looks in to get a sign here from Cody Alvord, who homered in the last inning herself, a 3-run shot. Here's the pitch, waved at and missed, and the fastball blew her away. 1 gone, and Bailey Cock, the senior pitcher, will come to the plate here for Loveland. Indians lost 13-3 at Fort Collins on Tuesday. They were led offensively. They had 8 hits, I think, total in the ballgame. Bueller, Bakovich both had 2 in the game. Here's the look and a pitch. That one fouled back against the screen. So no balls and 1 strike here. Don't forget when we're done with the program today, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. They're at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Give them a call, 834-2132. Here's the 0-1. McGaffin pulled the string on the off-speed pitch and missed it away. It's a ball and a strike. 8-5, Fossil Ridge up on our Gould Parts scoreboard. Any part you need, Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Number to call, your quality Napa Parts auto dealer. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike there. 1 ball, 2 strikes. She might have gone on the swing, tried to hold, held up, but it's now a ball and 2 strikes. All right, set to go again. Pitch is a fastball up in the zone, so it's 2-2 now. And it is Lainey Case who is out on deck here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Second strike out of the inning. That's the way she started off the third inning. But then where it came 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight hits, including a grand slam by Duran. 2 down, Lainey Case will come to the plate here. Case just a sophomore. I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's 2 sets of twins on this team. You got two sophomores who are Cases, Laney Case and Emma Case. And then you have the Eberhardt twins. Here's the look and a pitch. Line drive, little one-hopper off the glove of McGaffin. She'll throw her out at first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Just like that go the Indians. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Fort Collins at Fossil Ridge High School. It's 8-5. The Sabercats in front of the Indians right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right. A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing Blood Flow Restriction Therapy. Blood Flow Restriction Therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eaton, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Prep Radio Game of the Week presented by Williams Insurance Agency. Ron or Tara at the Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. 352-0336 for a quote to fit your budget, folks. Great stuff right there. They work hard so you can worry less. Williams Insurance Agency, 352-0336. Give them a call today and protect your family. All right, two balls, no strikes. Nikki McGaffin at the plate. Skies one to left field. Going back on it is Emma Case. Reaches up and makes the catch. So one gone, and Mia Moore, the senior center fielder, will come to the plate. 8-5 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fossil Ridge, number four RPI. Boy, that is important. Why is that important? Top four teams are going to get two home games next week to open the playoffs, the round of 16, and then the quarterfinals. If you're in the top four RPI, when they deal out the cards, it's going to be two home games for you. So cool stuff for Fossil Ridge if they stay number four. Part of that is winning here today. Pitcher on the way, ground ball to third. Nice play at third by Sage Baldwin across to first in time for the out. Two gone. Terrific play at third by Sage Baldwin, and there's two outs. So Jordan McKinnon will come to the plate. 1-for-2 today. McKinnon singled and scored in the second and then popped out to the first baseman in the third inning. Three consecutive innings that she'll have been arrived at the plate here. See what Jordan can do with two outs. Here's the pitch. That's up in the zone. McKinnon, five home runs this year, 13 runs driven in. Pitch waved at and missed, and it's a ball and a strike. That's a good pitch by Bailey Cock. Outside corner and low, really nothing McKinnon could do with that pitch. Final game of the regular season for these two schools. Fossil's on to the state tournament. Loveland's going home. Hit the center field and deep. This could be number two. Away back, it's home run number six on the day, and the second of the day for the Sabercats. Jordan McKinnon touches them all here to deep center field. Sixth home run of the year, 14th run driven in. And the junior first baseman gives the Sabercats a 9-5 lead here at home. Well, it's home run day. That's four of them, two for each team. Rachel McClave, who's 1-for-2 in a ballgame, a single in the third will stand in, an RBI single in the third. And a pitch is off the plate, and it's a ball, one ball and no strikes here. Bailey comes back, hit down the right field line. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Out to pick it up there is Laney Case. So back-to-back hits, the home run by McKinnon, and then the McClave base hit, and Bella Forbes, the junior third baseman, is going to come to the plate here for Fossil Ridge. Other games down a level at 4A, the NCAC. Number 3, Meade. We're talking about RPIs when we talk about numbers. Meade is 14-1. They're at number 14, Silver Creek. So the Raptors trying to get a big win and get into the playoffs. That pitch is up in the zone. Number 4 RPI, Holy Family, they're 12-2. They're at number 22, Windsor. So it looks like the Windsor Wizards, 8-6, are going to miss the playoffs this year, but we'll wait and see and hold our breath there. Pitch fouled away at the plate here, so it's a ball and a strike. The other NCAC game today, Greeley Central 2-12 at Skyline 6-7. Both of those teams are done for the season when they finish up. 4A Longs Peak, number 6 RPI, Riverdale Ridge. They're 13-2. That's a pretty young school, too. Here's the pitch outside corner for a strike. It's a ball and two strikes. They're at number 29, Northridge. Number 28, Mountain View, is at number 7, Roosevelt. Boy, Roosevelt, they've had a terrific year. Pitch on the way, and that one missed inside. Two balls, two strikes. Number 8, Frederick's at Niwot as well today. 3A Patriot League games. There's 4 of them on tap. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball to shortstop here. Good hop for Camry Bakovich and throws to first in time for the out. We're done with 3.5 innings. We'll go to the bottom. I take it back. We're done with 4 innings. 4 full out here, and it's 9-5 in favor of Fossil Ridge. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Head to the 5th inning here in Fort Collins. Now that smoke is coming in more than it was before. The sun to our right. Boy, how many days have we seen those orange suns? But it is out there again today. Here is Nicky McGaffin to pitch the 5th inning against Loveland. And they will have top of the order. Ellie Heiser, Avery Bueller, Camry Bakovich. All of who have hits today. Heiser's 1-for-2. Had that bunt single in the 3rd inning. See if that means Bella Forbes, the junior at third base, is in just a couple of steps. Here's the pitch. That one waved at and missed, and it's a ball and a strike here. The bunt in the 3rd by Heiser went just to the right. Well, actually, from where we're looking at it, the left side of the circle. Just missed McGaffin, and it was in for a base hit. Here's the pitch, and that missed up top. It's 2 balls and a strike here. Saturday, folks, a couple of days from now, we'll have Preps Rewind at 10 a.m. for you, coming to you live from Kersey. 11 o'clock first pitch, the Mitchell's Flooring first pitch between Platte Valley and University. Final regular season broadcast of the softball season on Preps Radio. Fastball was in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes here. Avery Bueller out on deck. Indians trying to win for just the 2nd time in the last 8 games, but trail here 9-5 after taking a 5-4 lead earlier. That one fouled back against the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. What didn't we get to? 3A Patriot League games today. We'll give you those in a second. McGaffin comes back, took something off of it. Line drive, short hopped at 2nd base. Good play by Sierra Champion. And throws out the runner, 1 gone here in the 5th inning. Patriot League today, number 5 RPI, the Eaton Reds. 12-2 on the year at number 3 University. That's, well, I would say normally that's a big one. It's going to go down to probably who wins that conference, but this is a year where that's not going to matter to either one of those teams. Both of those will be top 8 RPI, both going to be playing at home at least for the first game. Line drive, base hit here, center field. Avery Bueller's 2nd hit of the ball game. Singled in the 3rd, now singles here in the 5th, 2-for-3. And Camry Bakovich will come to the plate. She's been dangerous for Nicky McGaffin pitching today. Home run in the 1st, Bakovich. And then singled in the 3rd. 1 out here in the 5th inning. 9-5 Fossil Ridge. McGaffin deals. Foul back against the screen. No balls and a strike. Five runs on 7 hits for the Indians. 9 runs, 9 hits for the Sabercats. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. 2 great locations. Check them out at nococu.org. Line drive, base hit, right back up the middle. Boy, the Indians really did bring their bats today. 2 on, 1 out. And Emma Duran, who had the grand slam her last time up, coming to the plate with 2 runners aboard here. And Cody Alvord, the sophomore, says, yep, I'm going to go talk to my pitcher again. Sophomore to junior in the circle out there. Nicky says, I'm ready to go. So here we go. One out, two on for the Indians, trying to battle back, trailing by four. Sage Baldwin out on deck. Here's Duran. Pitch on the way, and that one met the outside corner for a strike. Three homers, that grand slam in the third inning, her third of the year. 20 ribbies. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one up to Duran, and it's a ball and a strike here. All right, other Patriot League games today. Number eight RPI Lions. They were number one RPI a week ago. They dropped seven slots. Lions 11-3 on the year. They're at 15 Brush. So Brush trying to hang in there and get one of those spots. That pitch missed up. Two balls and a strike here. Strasburg's at 14. They're at Valley today. And Sterling, who is 16, is at Rez. So all those teams, Strasburg, Brush, Sterling, hoping that they land in the top 16. Here's the look and a pitch. This one fouled right side and out of play. Always got to remember, too, if a team that's not in this top 16 RPI wins their conference, they're in. So that eliminates one of those, like that 16 team. If there's two of those, it eliminates 15 and 16. So it just goes on down the line. Then they take the 16 RPIs in all the classifications, the top 16, and the 1 through 4 get the first two home games. If you're 1 through 8, you're going to get at least one home game. Here's the pitch. Popped up foul out of play again. All right, two balls, two strikes here to Emma Duran. Good at bat again. Flew out to right fielder first time and then the grand slam in the third. Bueller's at second. Bakovich is at first. One out, top of the fifth here. McGaffin deals and the pitch missed. So 3-2. Nicky has not walked a hitter today. Told you over 100 innings now, just 15 walks on the season. Three balls, two strikes. McGaffin set to go again. 3-2 pitch right down Main Street, and it's fouled off to the right and out of play. Remains 3-2. Emma Duran, terrific at bat again. This one here in the fifth inning. All right, the junior, Nicky McGaffin, looking for win 13 on the year. Goes off speed. Right side, McKinnon in a hurry and can't get there. It's up against the fence at the end of the dugout right there. And it lands in foul ground, so it remains three balls and two strikes. Broomfield, the number three RPI. Fossil Ridge, four. Horizon, eight. Those are your three FRL teams that are likely to be the only three in the field of 16. We'll see. We'll see. As we said, Rocky Mountain sits at 15. Legacy's at 14. Pitch on the way right there. Outside corner, and it's ball four. I think she thought she had strike three on that. So the bases are loaded now. Emma Duran walks. That's another terrific at bat. Get a courtesy runner here, and that is going to be Haley Winklepeck. Winklepeck, I should get that right. That's a great name. So Haley Winklepeck is over at first base. She's a senior. Do the courtesy running here. And the bases are loaded. Don't look now, but one out here in the fifth inning. Bases loaded, and the tying run is coming to the plate here. Sage Baldwin grounded out and singled in the ballgame, 1-for-2. McGaffin deals, pitch down low, bounced up there at the plate. It's a ball and no strikes. The home plate umpire apparently didn't bring his brush today. He's out there sweeping the plate with his shoe. So that's pretty interesting. All right, RPI, 5A RPI, Rock Canyon number one. Rock Canyon was the number one seed into last year's tournament. And it was Columbine defeating Fossil Ridge for that championship. Rock Canyon's the one again, though, this year. Beat Fossil Ridge, of course, 2-0 earlier this year. Pitch on the way, ground ball right side. Going to be picked up there by a Champion and throws her out at first, but the run scores. Two away. And the lead is cut to three now. RBI ground out for Sage Baldwin. And Emma Case will come to the plate. She's 0 for 2 in the ballgame here. Chatfield is the number two RPI in 5A. Then we told you Broomfield and Fossil Ridge 3 and 4. Grand Junction Central is the 5. Pitch foul back against the screen right here. Smoky Hill is 6. Lakewood is 7. Lakewood has a pitcher that has 3 no-hitters this year. Nobody else in the state has 2. And their number one has 3 no-hitters, but, you know, that seems to be what they have. They're 12 and 3 this year. Horizon is the 8. We told you that earlier. Cherokee Trail, Douglas County, and Legend, 9, 10, and 11. That pitch missed away, and it's 2 balls and a strike right here. Two and one, McGaffin set to go again. Deals in the pitch. Is a skyer to right field. That's Lizzie Browning going to come in now and makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it. A run on 2 hits. They're going to leave a couple of runners. Loveland will in the inning. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning here at Fossil Ridge High School. It's the Sabercats 9, the Indians 6. And we're taking a timeout brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom half of the 5th inning here, the 1310 KFKA Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by the Williams Insurance Agency. 352-0336 is the magic number to protect your family, and their Sierra Champion with a base hit to left field to open up the 5th for the Sabercats here. One on, and Cody Alvord, the sophomore catcher, will come to the plate here. Clark Johnson coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Anything you need irrigation-wise, that's Mario and Destiny Gomez out there in Kersey. They will simply take care of you. 616-2451. 970-616-2451. It is Alliance Irrigation. Pitch down low there, ball and no strikes. Lizzie Browning out on deck. Alvord. All she's done today is gone 2 for 3, a home run, a single, and 5 runs driven in. 2-run single and a 3-run shot. Runner goes, throw to second is going to be through into, I'm going to say center field, knocked down by shortstop Camry Bakovic. Stolen base for Sierra Champion. Second stolen base of the ballgame for the Sabercats, who I told you had 10 steals coming in. 10 steals in 15 games. All right, here's the look in the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to third. Snagged there by Baldwin. She'll go to first. She's a good third baseman and makes the play, and runner goes to third. So the out's 5-3. One gone here in the bottom of the 5th inning, and Lizzie Browning, the junior right fielder, will come to the plate. Sabercats trying to get some insurance. We're talking about insurance. The Williams Insurance Agency, 352-0336. They work hard so you can worry less. Pitch on the way, and that one missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Ron and Tara are the great folks down at the Williams Insurance Agency. Talking to them is just fun. You'll get to the point of business at some point. There's a wild pitch. They're going to go to the backstop, and the runner's going to score. So that's a 10-6 ball game. So Browning with a chance to get the rocket rolling again here. One out, nobody on, but now a 10-6 lead. Loveland's got, what, six outs left offensively to produce at least four runs. Here's the pitch on the way to Lizzie, and it missed. Three balls, no strikes here. 3-0. Caitlin Hayes, the hard-hitting sophomore, is out on deck. Cock comes back, and that pitch right down Main Street. 3 balls and a strike here. One out, last of the fifth inning. Fossil Ridge owns a four-run lead, 10-6 here. Pitch on the way, and that one missed. Giving up less than two runs a game. You knock out 6 runs against Fossil Ridge. You've done something right on the day. So Browning aboard on the walk here. Runner on at first, and Caitlin Hayes doubled in a run in the first inning. Fielder's choice in the second. Fly to center in the third. Make her 1-for-3 today. She was on our Preps midweek program last night. The sophomore was. Had her and Coach Dave Phillip on. Off-speed pitch here. It was a good pitch, just missed. Came down a little bit low. It's a ball and no strikes. Sabercats trying to make it 6 in a row in the meetings against Loveland. Here's the pitch. That one, thought he was going to go strike on that one. Stolen base, going to go to third now. Here's the throw to third, and that one not in time, got away. Now she's going to go home, trying to make it all the way around. Baldwin's throw to the plate, not in time. Look at the speed for Lizzie Browning. All the way around the bases. And it is 11-6 now. Loveland got a little bit sloppy there. 11-6 ball game, and the base is cleared for Hayes now. And a meeting in the circle for the Sabercats, no doubt about it. Want to thank you to all the folks who went to the website and donated to the Red Cross today. We had folks from the Red Cross on all day long on KFKA, and we're able to get a bunch of people to donate, and it's great stuff. They're trying to cut down on all those house fires, and it was fun today. And then we had the mayor challenge, all the mayors jumping in from around. Windsor, Eaton, Fort Collins, Greeley, everybody jumped in. Ground ball to third, Baldwin picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. Two gone. In the sixth inning for the Indians, they'll have the bottom of the order. Eberhardt, Cock, and then Laney Case. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth, and Nikki McGaffin is going to come to the plate here. Eleven-6 Fossil Ridge. Here's the pitch. McGaffin ropes one. Going back on this one, away back, and it's off the fence in left center field. Ellie Heiser picks it up, and she's got a single. She hit that ball so hard on a line. Bounced right back to the center fielder. Good play by Heiser. And it's just a long base hit for McGaffin, her second hit of the ballgame. So two outs. Nikki's at first, and here's Mia Moore. Moore's 0-for-3 today, aboard in an error in the third. Stole second and then scored in that third inning. Pitch here, foul back against the screen. No balls and a strike. Jordan McKinnon is out on deck again for Fossil Ridge here. McKinnon had that blast, the solo shot in the fourth inning. Here's the 0-1 to the plate, driven center field, going back as Heiser can't, reaches up and can't get it. It is going to be off the fence. Around third here is McGaffer, the courtesy runner, and she will score. That is Zaylin Harding, the freshman, who scores as the courtesy runner for McGaffin on a double to center field by Mia Moore. RBI time for Moore. So Moore picks up RBI number 15 on the year for the senior. 3 runs in the inning here for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, and they now own a 12-6 lead. Ground ball to the hole at shortstop, picked up there by Bakovich to first, and we're done with the fifth inning. We'll head to the sixth, but damage for Fossil Ridge in the fifth inning. They pick up 3 runs on 3 hits. And we'll head to the sixth. It's Fossil Ridge with a 12-6 advantage. And this timeout being brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Get to Know Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Your vehicle, your way.
New UNC Bears football coach Ed McCaffrey caught up with Jason Alvine, voice of the Bears, to talk about when the last time he wasn't prepping for a season was.
For those of you, I don't assume anybody knows who I am, but I used to play for the Broncos. We had 7 years of camps up here on this campus. I stayed in Lawrence and we practiced on the fields, used the weight room. So I have very fond memories of this campus and this school and back when they were winning championships in the late 90s. But I've been playing since I was 8, which means 7 was the last year that I didn't get ready for a football season. Matter of fact, they have a flower out here, the black-eyed Susan. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It looks a little bit like a sunflower. But every year when they start popping up, and they pop up all around Colorado, I know it's football season because when they start popping up, it's usually about time to report to training camp. So every year, I can tell you when football's about to start by just looking at the flowers along the side of the road.
This has been Get to Know Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Your vehicle, your way.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Let's go to the sixth inning out here at Fossil Ridge High School. It is 12-6. Fossil Ridge by a six-pack in front of the Loveland Indians. Indians got a 5-4 lead after the Emmer Duran Grand Slam, but it's been all Fossil since, and that pitch in for a strike. In the sixth inning for Loveland, it'll be Riley Eberhardt. Then Jordan Hodges is going to hit for Bailey Cock, and then you get Laney Case. Still 7-8-9 in the order. Pitch on the way. That one fouled back into the glove of Cody Alvord. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes. No balls and one strike. Thought that was the second pitch, but my brain might have just taken a quick trip over to the Bahamas and back. It was beautiful. No balls, one strike here. Here's the pitch. That one fouled back against the screen. Now 0-2. No balls and two strikes. One of our great sponsors, that's Buildings by Design, folks. Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. Still give you that all-important personal feel. It's Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, who manned the elite contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Pitch missed there, and it's a ball and two strikes. Give Buildings by Design a call today, 970-842-5837. 842-5837. Buildings by Design, from inception to completion. It is Buildings by Design. One ball, two strikes. McGaffin set to go again. Nikki Deals waved at and missed, and down she goes. So Eberhardt strikes out, and here comes Jordan Hodges. Hodges at 346 for the season. 26 at-bats, 9 hits, couple of doubles, 6 RBI. McGaffin set to go again. Nikki Deals waved at and missed. McGaffin inching closer now to win number 13 on the year. Remember, in a non-COVID year last year, 21-2 for the sophomore at the time, McGaffin. Here's the pitch. Off speed, beautiful pitch, way out in front of it. Did a good job just to get a piece of it and pop it up to second. But Hodges is out, 2 away, and Laney Case will come to the plate here. Indians are down to their last 4 outs. And the sophomore Laney Case will try to keep it going right here. Case at 431 coming in. Grounded out, bounced one back to the pitcher her first time. Pitch on the way there, in for a strike. No balls, one strike here. 2 outs, top of the sixth inning here in Fort Collins, Fossil Ridge High School. Sabercats, the number 4 RPI team, would love to retain that number 4 spot when all is said and done. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back to the box again, picked up by McGaffin. She'll underhand to first, and that'll take care of the Indians. 1, 2, 3, 5 in a row retired by McGaffin here in the last later part of the ballgame. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth, 12-6, Fossil Ridge in front of Loveland. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member FDIC. That is Bank of Colorado right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here, 12-6. Sabercats in front by half a dozen. They would need 4 runs here in the sixth inning to call it a mercy rule game and end it without Loveland being back to the plate. Here's a ground ball to third. Sage Baldwin has played terrific at third base today. Throws the runner out, 1 away. So 1 gone as McClave bounces out. Bella Forbes, looking for her first hit of the ball game, will come to the plate here. Forbes hit by a pitch in the first or in the second inning, scored. Aboard on an error in the third and scored. And then bounced out to shortstop. 0 for 2 today. All right, Cox set to go, driven right center field and deep, going back, way back, reaching up and can't get it is Laney Case. It's off the fence and into second with a double is Bella Forbes. And the double by Forbes means every Sabercat today has a hit in the ballgame. So good stuff there. Runner at second and one out. Couple of hits for Cody Albert, including a home run. And five runs batted in today. Lizzie Browning's got a single. Caitlin Hayes has a double. Here's the pitch on the way to Sierra Champion, taken outside for a ball. Nikki McGaffin's got a couple of singles. Mia Moore's got a double. Jordan McKinnon's got a single and a towering home run. Rachel McClave has two singles in the ballgame. Forbes now with a double. And Champion had a base hitter last time. Fouls this one off left side. So it's a ball and a strike. Sierra aboard on an error in the second inning and scored. Walked and scored in the third. Singled, stole second and scored in the fifth. Bailey comes back in the pitch. Did she get the outside corner? No. It's two balls and a strike here. Bella Forbes at second, one out, bottom of the sixth inning, and the Sabercats with a six-run advantage. Cock comes back, pitch outside corner. Nope, didn't buy it. 3-1. Three balls and a strike here. Champion's got wheels, too, no doubt about it. She likes to come up and slap hit once in a while. Tried to there. Now bunts up along third. This one is going to go foul. Smart play right there by Sage Baldwin. No chance she's going to get the speedy Champion. So she just has to wait and either pick it up in fairgrounds when it dies or hope that it goes foul. And as soon as it rolled foul past that line, she dove on it. Back to the batter's box comes Champion. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way, ground ball back to the box. Nice play by Cock. She'll go to third, and that's a tag out. Nice play. So two gone. Champions at first on the fielder's choice. And here comes Cody Albert, who is the leader in the clubhouse for our CRP Truck Outfitters, or 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Game. Five RBI game for Cody Albert. Aboard on an error by the center fielder in the first inning. Singled in the second, a two-run single, and then a three-run home run in the third. Pitch is ripped to center field. Up in a hurry comes Heiser and makes the catch for the out. So she hit it hard. Boy, what a day hitting the softball for Cody Albert. We'll go to the seventh. Loveland needs a half a dozen. 12-6 ball game here. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Imagine, if you will, a space on the air where you can find the best podcasts on one station.
We talk about these characters, and they mean so much to us.
That space is Wednesday nights on KFKA. That block of time where all your biggest dreams and perhaps fears come to life.
Bad name, bad beer.
Download the podcasts on 1310kfka.com or find them on your favorite podcast hub. The Block Party, where the impossible happens on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, seventh and final inning here, 12-6 Fossil Ridge in front. Loveland Indians will have the top of the order. Ellie Heiser, Avery Bueller, and Camry Bakovic against the state's leading strikeout producer, Nikki McGaffin. She's got eight today that gives her 146 on the year. All right, Nikki set to go here, and Ellie Heiser jumps in. Pitch on the way is hit to right field, foul. That one will get out, and it is no balls and a strike here. Heiser 1 for 3 in the ballgame, singled in the third and scored. Avery Buehler, who's got a couple of hits, and then Bakovich, who has 3 for 3 today, including that home run in the first inning. She'll be to hit third this inning. All right, McGaffin set to go, looking for win number 13 on the year. Ground ball back to the box, just to the right side of her. It'll be picked up by Sierra Champion, and they throw her out at first base. Good play by the senior second baseman, one away. Indians down to their final two outs. Don't forget, it's the Alt Feed Mill postgame show coming up, and we're done. We'll have our CRP, 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Game, and our Play of the Game, presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. All right, one out, 12-6 ball game. Here is Avery Buehler, 2 for 3, base hit in the third, base hit in the fifth. And the first pitch by McGaffin, in and over for a strike, no balls, one strike. Nikki looks in to get a sign from Cody Oliver. It looks like she'll be our CRP, 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Game, unless something decidedly crazy happens here. No balls, two strikes. Bakovich out on deck. McGaffin set to go again. Here's the 0-2 pitch by the junior. Fouled off. And that's a beautiful foul ball right into the dugout. Always kind of like a hockey goal to me when they can get it in there. All right, no balls, two strikes still. Same defensive lineup for Dave Phillips' squad all game today. Set to go again now. Here's the look in a pitch. That one right there got her looking. Two gone. Two outs here in the seventh inning. And Camry Bakovich. Bakovich, the home run in the first. Singled in the third. Singled in the fifth. See if McGaffin can close the deal here. Final out of the ballgame. Nikki set to go, and a junior kicks and deals in the pitch. Pop foul behind us, out of play, and it's no balls and a strike here. So 0-1, seventh inning, top half, two outs, 12-6, Fossil Ridge in front, trying to retain that number four spot in the RPI rankings. That would give them home games in the first and second round of the playoffs. Here's the look and a pitch, swing and a miss. And the Indians are down to their final two outs. Well, you got to give Mike Felton's group some kudos today. They came to play, took a 5-4 lead on the Emma Duran Grand Slam back in the, third inning. But it's been all Fossil Ridge since. McGaffin comes back in a pitch, hit to right, coming over in a hurry, trying to get there and make a running grab as Lizzie Browning, and she does in foul grounds. A terrific catch to end the ball game. We'll head. Well, we're done. I take that back. We won't head anywhere except to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. We'll have that when we come back right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Listen to Dan Patrick and Colin Cowherd on 1310 KFKA.
All right, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service, 635 Railroad Avenue, Alt. That number to call, 970-834-2132, Alt Feed Mill. Thank them so much for their sponsorship here. Let's get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Fossil Ridge wins it, and hopefully that locks up the number four seed for them at least. 12 runs, 13 hits today to win it for Loveland. 6 runs on 8 hits. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary for the ball game. Let's get to our CRP 4x4 Player of the Game, CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, ready to get you riding in style. Whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck, they've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 970-351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. And the CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters Player of the Game, this was an easy one today. Cody Alvord, the sophomore catcher, homers, a 3-run shot, a 2-run single. She's 2 for 4 in a day, 5 runs batted in for the sophomore catcher, and did a great job behind the dish. Your CRP 4x4 Player of the Game, it is Cody Alvord of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Let's also get to this, our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed, stay on top of the hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get the notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, Evans, all of northern Colorado, online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. It's Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. In the play of the game, we go to the last play of the game. The great running catch down the right field line by Lizzie Browning as she took extra bases away from Kamri Bakovic and ended the ball game. Sabercats win at 12-6 here. We'll come back and wrap it up. Final segment of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show is next right here on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.
This is two-time cancer survivor Jeannie Swain.
I was battling cancer when Cory Gardner voted to repeal Obamacare, and it was scary. Fighting cancer and watching my own senator vote to take health care away from me.
Cory Gardner has spent 10 years voting to destroy the Affordable Care Act and its protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Now, trying to save his job, Gardner's running ads saying he'll protect pre-existing conditions.
What is Cory Gardner trying to sell us? Pretending he's going to protect me? I'm disgusted. He's been fighting Obamacare for as long as I can remember.
PolitiFact calls Cory Gardner's claim to protect pre-existing conditions flat-out false. Nine News calls it, quote, horse excrement.
Cory Gardner, you voted nine times to gut protections for people with pre-existing conditions. There are 2.4 million of us in Colorado, and we know the truth.
Don't get conned by Cory.
I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Hickenlooper for Colorado.
Can't decide where to go for happy hour? I'll make it easy for you. Right Coast Pizza. Happy hour at Right Coast is daily from 3 to 6 with $1 off draft beers, $2 off glasses of wine, and $5 off the bottle. Enjoy a specialty pizza or build your own. Buy the slice or buy the pie. Try the pork roll egg and cheese sandwich or the massive Colorado calzone. Order one of their craft beers or even a root beer float. Right Coast Pizza on 8th Street in downtown Greeley. Online, rightcoastpizza.com.
Wondering if you're going to have enough money to retire? Changing jobs and you don't know what to do with your 401k? Or are you trying to keep the government from getting your children's inheritance? No matter what your financial question is, Ron Richards of Retirement Mastery can help. Call Ron at 970-310-4084. That's 970-310-4084.
Join Julie and me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Get financially educated or get left behind.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Buildings' top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Spring cleanup weekend. Fall cleanup weekend for Greeley residents is almost here. Because of COVID-19, the annual spring cleanup has been pushed to October 2nd and 3rd. Clean up the basement, the garage, the yard, and October 2nd and 3rd. Bring everything to one of three drop-off sites designated for household hazardous waste, yard waste, and other debris. Proof of Greeley residency is required upon drop-off. Visit greeleygov.com or call 350-9336 for fees and details. It's the Greeley Fall Cleanup Weekend, October 2nd and 3rd.
Hi, this is Matt Ray with America's First News. Heard each weekday morning right here from Washington to Wall Street and covering the world. We bring you the latest news, analysis, interviews, and commentary. What about the opinion, you ask? Well, we leave that one up to you. So grab the coffee and let's go. Join me each weekday morning right here for America's First News with me, Matt Ray.
America's First News. Weekdays 3 to 6 on 1310 KFKA. 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Fort Collins, and Loveland. And online at 1310kfka.com.
Welcome back here to Fossil Ridge High School as we wrap up the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week. Fossil Ridge with a 12-6 win over Loveland today. Loveland fought hard, actually took a 5-4 lead in the third inning on the grand slam by Emma Duran, but then it was all Fossil Ridge after that. Nikki McGaffin gets her third win of the year. Cody Alvord's our CRP 4x4 truck outfitters player of the game, so All kinds of cool stuff right there. 12-6 Fossil Ridge wins it. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, our producer back in the studio, for making this thing happen. We'll talk to you Saturday morning, 10 a.m., Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts. And then we'll morph into our final regular season broadcast of the year in Kersey. It'll be Platte Valley hosting University on Saturday at 11 o'clock, that Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. Final score once again was Fossil Ridge 12, Loveland 6. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.